It's the radio segment that just had his mustache waxed with sriracha.
Spicy. Ouch.
And now he's ready to pick up some ladies.
I don't think so.
Laser stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe with a healthy dose of lasers tossed in for good measure.
Yes.
His first laser story is out of Ohio. 44-year-old Don Peters was walking around drunk the other night when he decided to go into a Subway restaurant.
Okay.
And instead of asking, he demanded the employees make him something to eat.
Okay.
Just get in line, seriously, bro.
According to the police report, when the workers refused to satisfy his late-night munchies, Don took matters into his own hands.
Oh, no. Oh, this is always the worst.
He attempted to mount the plexiglass sneeze guard, but had some issues with attempting to go over the top of it.
Very athletic, is he?
I just see him like one leg up, kind of hanging.
Hold on, you stand right there. Hold on.
I want to get you.
Yeah. Have you seen those like people that fail on the first jump of American Ninja Warrior?
Totally.
That's Don. So when that didn't work, he ran around the restaurant counter and decided to make his own sandwich.
Okay, better idea at least.
And then he stuffed his pocket full of Subway American cheese.
Dude, that is the best, though.
Dude, that is so gross.
And he left without paying.
Oh, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That cheese is so soft in his pocket.
The good news was that police were able to catch up to Don pretty quickly. At first, they weren't sure it was him, but after a quick pat down, that pocket full of cheese reared its ugly head.
You know that stuff didn't go into evidence. Yeah. They kept it.
What? I can't carry cheese? Is that illegal?
It's America.
It's American cheese as well.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much a dead giveaway that he was the guy.
Yeah.
So now he's facing charges of disorderly conduct, theft, and criminal mischief. This next laser story is out of Italy. Last weekend, 42-year-old Giovanni Strologo was going through his mail when his day suddenly went from good to bad to much, much worse.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What was in there?
What was the issue? Giovanni had a speeding ticket in there from a red light camera.
Oh, I hate those.
And the fine was an astronomical $1,700.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Obviously, he was in shock and he didn't understand what had happened. And he was even more confused when he saw that the ticket showed he'd been driving 436 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone.
Oh, my God. He went back in time.
He broke the land record.
Broke the sound barrier. Along with the fine, 10 penalty points were issued, which on a clean Italian license is halfway towards a ban.
Oh,
wow. That was a system.
I like that you don't get banned for 432 miles per hour, whatever it was.
So after catching his breath, he knew clearly this was a computer glitch since his Ford Focus can't match. It can't match the cruising speed of a regional airliner.
Oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, the judge won't just dismiss his ticket.
What?
And he has to take the time to formally go challenge it in court.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
So I guess we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll be cool, though, and just knock it down to only 350 miles per hour.
It does make me feel better that other countries' court systems are just as annoying as ours.
All judges are kind of
jokes.
This next laser story is out of the fantastic world of frozen yummy yums.
Ooh, I love this world.
It's summer, which means it's time to cool off with some sweet treats.
Oh, yeah.
Because the ice cream man came by my house last night.
Really?
It was so fun.
Oh, man. You won't come
and
around
he
me
was so creepy.
Yeah. All the kids on the block were getting pushed down by Brooke, just trying to get to the front.
Out of my way!
Dude, you wouldn't believe the variety of rocket pops this guy had. It was impressive.
Well, there's so many good flavors to choose from, so little time. You've got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, ketchup, mayo, cookies and cream, and more.
Okay.
That's not, I didn't misspeak there.
Wait, are you being serious?
I'm serious, because Heinz just launched do-it-yourself kits in Britain this month, which allows eager ice cream lovers to turn their favorite condiments into fantastic frozen desserts.
That is so gross.
Oh my gosh.
The creams kits, that's creams spelled with a Z.
Of course.
Oh gosh.
Cost about $17 each, and they come with a sauce, a reusable ice cream tub, a recipe card, and an engraved spoon.
So you could do any
condiment.
Oh my
God. You could do sriracha ice cream.
I mean relish?
Flavors include ketchup, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce, and salad cream.
What is salad? That's what they call it in England, is salad cream?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm staying away from that.
Oh my god.
The ketchup flavor, though, is so popular, it's already completely sold out.
What?
Really?
As for the U.S. and Canada, don't get your hopes up just yet. Heinz doesn't plan to sell the kits over here at the moment. However, the condiment company has added the complete recipe online for anyone daring enough to try it. I'm just dreaming right now about that frozen mayo on a stick.
Oh, yuck, dude.
Gross.
This next laser story is out of dating headquarters. If you're single now, or can vaguely remember a time when you were single in the past, you probably had a type.
Or at least you thought you did.
Because according to a new survey out of the University of California, Davis, there really isn't such a thing as a type in dating.
Oh. My type was always poor.
My type was like any girl breathing. Weird.
Well, apparently that's just a myth. So you really just need to stop being so picky.
No, really?
I had an ex sleeping in his car outside my house for a while.
Well, but there's a difference between having a type and having zero standards.
Oh!
You have to be able to tell.
He's right.
Interesting.
Anyway,
that was real low.
The truth hurts sometimes.
That hurt.
Experts say that you may think you only like people who are funny, smart, and tall.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to do?
But if you, those are good things to aim for.
Hey, that's your husband right now.
I know, I did do good. But, it's amazing.
But if you go on a date with someone who's not really any of those things, but they are kind, thoughtful, and emotionally available.
That's me, except for the emotionally available part.
You may find yourself just as into them.
Aww.
So, ladies, if you're listening to this, lower your standards, okay? I'm still available, and I may be...
Your type.
Your type.
There are no types,
well,
remember.
Well, I know, but you
darn
know,
it.
What I'm trying to say is all of them are your type.
Right. Thank you.
The researchers say the study shows we're not always great at picking our own potential dates. So we might as well just let our friends or even total strangers set us up because we're just as likely to be happy with the results.
That's a good idea. I'm always like, I'm so picky. It's like, well, let someone else pick then.
Little known fact, I was actually the matchmaker for these two lovebirds.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
He always told me he only liked high tops, but turns out he likes all tops. You and me both, brother. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. It means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.